The Deputy Governor of the Central Bank, Dr. Milson Nah, has appealed to Parliament to be strict on journalists who misreport from the House, denying reports that $600 million had gone missing from the Bank of Ghana. He said such reportage on the country's finances has far-reaching negative effects. Dr. Nah said this when he appeared before the Public Accounts Committee yesterday. Augustus Akwe reports.
A couple of months ago, news broke out in sections of the media that $600 million from the Bank of Ghana's Foreign Reserves account had allegedly gone missing. When officials of the bank appeared before the Public Accounts Committee yesterday, however, it came to light that the reports were false. A deputy governor of the bank, Melissa Nah, said the eyes of the financial world are on Ghana, so journalists should be circumspect in their reportage.
Those who misreported, I think this house can call them to order, because it's not helping the image of this country. We just returned from the roadshow, and if you listen to questions that outsiders ask us, you can see that because our economy is now open to the external market, they are monitoring everything that we say in this country. Everything that is reported is picked up by the international press. So I think we have to be very careful with the reportage in order to preserve the image and integrity of this country, because we are now at a high pedestal, and once you get to a certain stage at the international market, we'll be monitoring everything that happens in your economy. And they feed the dealers who then price your bonds accordingly. So I think that it's about time that we recognize the importance of information going out, because some market-sensitive information can destroy this country.
The vice chair of the PAC, Samuel Atachia, however, called on the bank to make the information readily accessible and in the layman's language to prevent such misreportage. The ranking member on the PAC, Alhaji Day, disassociated the committee from the statement about the loss of the $600 million.
On the issue of the $600 million, I think it was associated with the TAC. And I just want to make it very clear that there's no way the TAC will say that there was a missing $600 million from the Bank of Ghana. I asked the question that day, and I can say clearly the question I asked. I'm only talking because of the report that is in the paper, that TAC said that there was a missing $600 million. If it's there, then we never said it here. The answer is there. They can go and read it very well. If the papers are saying it themselves, they can say it and go on.
Ranking member on the Public Accounts Committee, Alhaji Day, ending that report by Augustus Akwe.